All right, guys, we have on the line right now actor extraordinaire from The Sandlot and many other acting projects. He's going to be a part of an incredible event in Langhorne, PA this Saturday. Guys, it's Tom Geary.
Hey, how are you? How's everything?
Hey, Tom.
Hey, Tom, how's it going?
Good to have you on Below the Belt
Show. Dude, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, we're excited about the event this Saturday.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I think it's the most members of the cast in one place doing a signing ever, which is going to be really cool.
Yeah, I heard the first time that you all are getting together since the premiere of the movie back in 93.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, we've gotten together over the summer, you know, doing, you know, where we went to different ball games, which was really, really cool. And yeah, this is going to be the first time. I think Marley Shelton's going to be with us, and Will Horniff is going to be there. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
That's amazing.
Yeah, you're looking forward to this reunion, and obviously these are guys, some of the guys you haven't seen, I guess, since the production, and some you probably kept in touch with, I imagine, right?
Yeah, well, actually, you know, I mean, I've seen a lot of the guys this summer, and we've been keeping in contact quite a bit. I mean, I don't go a few days without, you know, text. We kind of have like a group text thing that we do. So
oh, awesome. Oh,
we
cool.
all, you know, yeah, we all keep in contact and hang out. I mean, It was really a blessing to be in a film where, I mean, everybody really got along. I mean, we're, you know, childhood friends, and it's just a blast getting back together with everybody. It's really cool.
Now, are you surprised? I mean, this is 25 years later. Are you surprised a movie you filmed as kids is still, you know, this popular, probably more popular than ever now, and where people want to come and meet you guys 25 years later?
Yeah, It's kind of crazy, man. It's kind of surreal. I mean, you know, when we made the film, man, I don't think any of us thought it would make the impact that it did. And it's I get a kick out of it. One signing that I did was me and Chauncey, you know, played Squint. We were sitting there, and then a dad walks in, and then his son is dressed like Squint. And he's dressed like Benny the Jet. So you see, like, the generation of people that are watching the movie and digging it. And it's really, really, it makes you feel really great.
I have to ask, though, are you sick of people saying you're killing me, Smalls?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Are you sick of people saying to you, you're killing me, Smalls?
Well, not really. I mean, truthfully, when I was younger, growing up, going to high school and everything, and you know, it gets annoying sometimes. But after so much time passes, it kind of becomes endearing. You know, I kind of get a kick out of it now.
Okay.
I kind of like it.
I know Chadwick Boseman hates Wakanda Forever. He's kind of sick of that catchphrase. But it's cool that you open your mind to your catchphrases.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, after so many years go by, it becomes kind of, I mean, the fact that people, you know, still enjoy it and, you know, still think about it, you know, it's really cool.
Now, Smalls was, you know, the main character of the movie and sort of the underdog at the beginning. How close was that to how you were at the time? Were you like an underdog growing up, or were you more like the cool kids on the team?
I think I was a shy kid. I think that's kind of why I went into acting. I always liked acting because I didn't have to be myself. You know, you can hide behind other people. I played baseball. My brother, my older brother, played baseball. He was a lot better than I was. But you know, I wasn't a unathletic kid. I just you know, I just didn't really excel in sports. But you know, I could play them. So I think you know, there's a lot of me. I think that maybe 50% of me is Scotty's fault.
so all you guys are obviously friends now. Were there any cliques on the set when you filmed? Were you anybody like, you know, kind of like a jerk to you, or to anybody else, or were you guys all kind of friends while you were filming?
No, we all pretty much got along. I know one great story with Shane, who played Tommy Timmons.
Yes.
He was the younger brother, Repeat Timmons.
Yes.
He punched Patrick in the face. I think I don't know what happened. I forget. And then Patrick went over to Shane's mom and was like, "He just punched me in the face." And she looked in, she looked at him and she goes, "Well, you probably deserved it." And I was almost cracking up laughing. But you know, like, just kid stuff. I mean, we all got it. Was when you look back on it, it was probably one of the best summers of my life, man. We all had we had a blast making that movie.
Yeah, and like there's so many good childhood movies before then that kind of, I think, were kind of inspiration for The Sandlot. I mean, you had A Christmas Story that had the same kind of narrating type of element, and you also had Stand By Me that came before The Sandlot. Do you think those two movies definitely were inspiration for The Sandlot?
Well, I couldn't tell you that. I guess David Mickey Evans would probably be the one, but I could definitely see the similarities in it, you know. In my opinion, those are two great movies.
Yeah, I think The Sandlot definitely, you know, is in the same league. Are you surprised that it seems like nowadays there's not that many great coming of age, you know, especially like boys movies like there was with The Sandlot and Stand By Me? Do you think that's definitely a gap in the market for this modern age?
Yeah, I just think movies aren't made the same way that that they used to be. A terrible thing, you know. I mean, there's a lot of great movies being out there, but I think there's just, especially things geared towards kids. I mean, you got Pixar and different kind of things that are kind of taken over, and it's just things are a little bit different than they used to be.
Well, this weekend we get to see Wendy Peppercorn from the movie. Did you boys have a crush on her during filming? And then maybe you try to flirt with her.
Did you like girls back then?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I think every 11, 12 year old boy likes girls.
Yeah. So you guys try to flirt with her?
Yeah, I saw Marley last time. I saw Marley, I think I was about 19 years old.
Wow.
And she was at a premiere for a film, I believe her husband produced, called Tigerland. And I had a small part in it, and I saw her there, and it was nice seeing her. She's a real, really nice girl, nice lady.
Does she still look good?
Oh, yeah. Very, very good.
That's what the fans want to know.
Marley is still a very successful actress.
Yeah, she's still a very, very good-looking woman.
Well, she's actually very successful and still, like yourself, still a working actor, which I think is fantastic. You guys have been able to maintain your careers. You know, obviously, some child actors become child actors and they don't continue. What was it with you and of course, Marley that, you know, decided this is what I'm going to do, even as an adult?
Well, with me, it was always something I enjoyed doing. So I just kind of stuck with it. It was always just something I had a passion for, and I pursued it. And, you know, it's up and down with acting. I mean, it's hard to rely on. You know, you never really have a peace of mind. But I always just enjoyed doing it enough that you know, I plug away at it. And if I'm lucky enough to get a job, I work. And if not, I work a regular job. You know.
But I'm looking here on your IMDb. You actually were part of an amazing film, which was a part of the Maryland Film Festival here in Baltimore, was Soller's Point, and you played the role of Aaron.
Yeah,
so you were actually right, you know, in our neighborhood, in production last year, I guess, right?
Yeah, we were in Dundalk.
Yeah, Dundalk, Maryland, hon.
yeah, it was fun, man. We had a blast working over there. It was really cool.
What a great film. I mean, you guys did a fantastic job really capturing the grittiness of lower middle class Baltimore.
I watched the film, and I thought they did a really, really fantastic job with it.
Yeah. I think the lead actor too. He was LaFranco.
He's fantastic. He's really, really good.
Yeah, yeah. Remind me of the actor's name again. Who played the lead in Solaris Point?
I'm pretty sure it was McCallum.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Because I knew he was originally from Maryland, and I know he had spent a lot of his time in Los Angeles, and coming back, and just being able to portray that Baltimore. Gritty Baltimore person was incredible.
Yeah, yeah, he was a really cool guy too, like really, really nice, down to earth.
Awesome.
And I thought he did an exceptional job in it.
Awesome. Yeah, and which is awesome. I see you've been keeping busy with lots of guest star roles on major television shows, which is cool. Justice being a recent one. How did you like your experience working on Chicago Justice?
It was fun, man. It was the first time I've ever been to Chicago, and I loved it, man. I thought Chicago was a really, really fun town, and they have it kind of run down to a science, these Dick Wolf shows. So you're good. They treat you good, and they get their work done, and everybody I worked with was really, really cool, so it was great.
Awesome. Now, if they were to do, let's say, a sequel film of Sandlot, what would be you?
Well, they did a part two, but it was like a different cast.
Different cast. So, okay, let's say, I get for the sake of this, is a part three, but bringing the original cast and maybe some of their kids,
Sandlot Returns.
Sandlot Returns or something like that. Has there been any talks like that? And if there hasn't been any talks, is that something you'd be interested in doing?
Oh, well, like a return to the Sandlot type thing? Like set, like maybe in the early 90s or something like that?
Yeah, or just or even in contemporary times, but bringing
that movie was in the 60s, so that'd be around the 90s.
Yeah, okay.
Well, if they were gonna do something like they did with like a Cobra Kai type thing.
Yeah, exactly.
The TV series.
That is exactly what I'm thinking. Yeah.
I would totally be down for that. I think that'd be a lot of fun.
Yes.
Well, that's only if they decided to do something like that. But it would be funny, I think.
Awesome.
Well, I'm excited about this weekend.
Yes, you can actually find out more about this event at shopdynastysports.com. Information on the front page.
You can meet eight people from the Sandlot.
Eight of the cast members.
Yeah. Repeat, Timmy Timmons, Scotty Small, Squint, Kenny, Bertram Grover, Weeks, Ham, the one that always said, "You're killing me, Smalls." He's going to be there. And he looks pretty much the same to me, I think, seeing recent pictures of him. Wendy Peppercorn, so you can see if she's still the knockout that she was.
She is a knockout.
She
is, Chachi.
And then you can also see Phillips. So, that's eight people from the Sandlot. You can get a group photo, individual photos, autographs. It looks like it's going to be a great event. If you're a fan of the movie, this is your one chance to meet all these people from the cast. And this is promoted by Bobby Capone. From Overtime Promotions.
OvertimePromotions.com.
So check out Bobby Capone's website.
Yeah, Bobby Capone's the best.
And you can see all the different events that he runs around the Philly, Pennsylvania area. So we're definitely pretty excited to meet you this weekend.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be a lot of fun. I can't wait. I'm really looking forward to it.
And before we let you go, Tom, any other projects, any upcoming acting projects we could talk about? I do see one film, Roe versus Wade, but maybe you have something else in the works as well.
As of right now,
Roe versus Wade is not a voting movie.
Okay.
It's about a race between a plucky dog and a...
Okay.
I just moved right now, so I'm just kind of getting busy getting settled and getting my kids settled in school. And,
good.
Maybe if something along the line comes, I'll jump on it.
But can we talk about Roe versus Wade? Is there something worth mentioning about that project?
Hopefully,
Nick Loeb wrote it and directed it, and I have a small part in it.
Cool.
I play a priest, Father McCarthy.
Oh, nice.
Who actually became. Bishop of Manhattan as he got older, but this is set in 73. And I'm in like two or three scenes of the film, but awesome. I like the character. I thought it'd be fun to play, and I had a lot of fun doing it. Yeah,
playing a priest.
Playing a priest. The funny thing though is we were filming in New Orleans, and on my breaks, I'd walk down the street, and people thought I was a real priest. And you got like these drunks at like 8 in the morning. They're like, "Hey, Father, I see some bad stuff." I was like, "Jesus, man, I'm not a real priest, man."
Nice, Tom. That was awesome, Tom. If you could, before I let you go, let us know who you are.
Sure.
Throughout some of your projects, Sandlot or any other projects, and you're on Below the Belt Show and whatever you want at the end.
Okay, cool. Hi, this is Thomas Geiring. I was Scotty Smalls from the Sandlot. I'm on the Below the Belt Show, and it's been an awesome time, and you guys rock.
Thank you very much.
Awesome.
You rock. You rock, Tom.
All right, dude. It was great talking to you guys.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, we'll see you this weekend, October 20th.
I look forward to it, guys.
Awesome.
Take care.
See ya.
Late.
Bye.
All right, buddy. Bye.